prove that he was worth that contract, but do it for us, not Jets. So we'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, I have him right behind Jimmy Ward. It's
the sixth round of your fantasy draft. Raheem Mostert's still on the board. Do you take him?
No. Jimmy Ward, Derwin James, Adams. Like maybe three on the West Coast.
Whoa. You look nice.
Thank you. I'm dressed up.
Very appropriate.
Yeah.
You look like you're going to happy hour after this.
No, big day today.
Why?
Because the Seahawks mortgaged their future. The Niners secured their future. Raheem Mostert is back. Niners are looking so much better than your Seahawks. I want to get into football.
Raheem Mostert, 28-year-old.
He's better than any running back that you guys have.
Chris Carson? He's not even in the top 100 players, Raheem Mostert. He's 145th.
Do you see what he did after week six last year when they gave him the ball more?
So wait, you're going to say the Raheem Mostert signing was bigger than the Jamal Adams trade? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying the total package of the Niners offseason is better than the package of the Seahawks offseason. And the Seahawks mortgaged their future. It was a bad trade. It was a panic move.
Okay, let me explain the trade to you. So
desperation.
We gave up Bradley McDougal, great guy, 29 years old at the safety position. You can go get an all-pro 24-year-old and Jamal Adams to come in.
One-dimensional. Box safety, one-dimensional.
You're going to see. He's going to pick off Jimmy G at least three times now that you said that.
Oh, he's that.
He'll cover Kittle. He'll flank Kittle wherever he goes when he plays the Niners. Guaranteed. Perfect.
We have other options.
Free up Bobby Wagner to just – I should watch what I'm going to say here. Yeah. Cream the crap out of Raheem Mostert, put him out of the game before he can take his contract and go back home.
We have Tevin Coleman. Brandon Ayuk.
See, this is what all these fans say. They say we mortgaged our future. That's untrue. One, we gave up first-round picks. We're drafting
how many?
Two.
And two. What else?
Two first rounders and Bradley McDougal. And a third.
And a third.
Okay. But in return, we get Jamal Adams, all pro safety. Probably one of the top five, if not top three safeties in the game.
Agree.
And then we get here's what people don't talk about too. We get a second rounder, which for the Jets might as well be a first rounder for us, because it's only going to be a trade position in that specific year of about 5 to 10 positions. So you drop back 5 to 10 slots, which the Seahawks do anyway. You got an all-pro safety who's going to cover Kittle. He's going to be able to cover – he's going to be a good cover safety when needed, especially against a guy like Kittle. We're gearing up for the Niners, undoubtedly. You need to. You guys are good. I'll give you that.
We're not talking about the elephant in the room. There's the elephant in the room. It didn't get solved. His contract. He wanted a contract. He got on Twitter. He got on Instagram. He got out of
the Jets organization. They couldn't negotiate a contract with a hot dog vendor. Let's be honest. They're horrible. Woody Johnson, come on. That ownership,
the Seahawks
that whole
said
team.
He's got to play on his rookie contract. He's got to play this year on his rookie contract.
That's fine. Do it. Okay. Prove yourself. Then we'll pay you.
And then he'll complain and want to get traded to the Cowboys where he really wants to be. Okay, I'm fired up today.
You are.
Let's go.
Okay, so let's say he's probably going to outplay his rookie contract just in the way of contract value. That's obvious. So you take that for 1 year, then maybe you flip him to the Cowboys for Zeke. There you go, one-on-one. Let's go. Then how does that trade look? Niners fan?
It's a good trade.
Raheem Mostert. Ooh. They're not throwing a parade in San Fran for Raheem Mostert.
When he's running behind Trent Williams all over your Seahawks, then what will he be doing?
Bobby Wagner will meet him in the A gap, B gap, C gap, D gap, E gap, F gap, and then run him out of the sideline and throw him into said hot dog vendor. Just don't worry.
We can't block Bobby Wagner.
No.
Kittle's not a good blocker.
No.
Trent Williams isn't a good blocker. Niners didn't lead the league in rushing last year.
Jeez. Jeez. Our intern must have been working for you, huh?
Yeah. I had some off time, so I want to get my stats right to fire off. No, the Jamal Adams trade is good. I just wanted to stir the pot a little bit, get you fired up.
I mortgage our future. Come on.
I knew that would get you so fired up.
I mean, what's the average draft position for the Seahawks the last 5 years? Like 26. Who cares? We don't use our first rounders anyway. We drafted horrible first rounders. That guy Malik McDowell never played a game for us. LJ Collier didn't play last year. Hey, I don't play in the first round. I like drafting the first round. Here's the correct thing people do say is that you're obviously not going to draft a guy that's as good as Jamal Adams in the first round. So why not give up a pick?
Well, going back, so last year the Rams traded for Jalen Ramsey, and it was two first rounders and a fourth round. So it's comparable, but would you say Adams is a better safety top three than Ramsey is a cornerback?
That's tough to say. I mean, I believe, I don't know, I don't want to miscomment on age differential, but you get a 24-year-old, maybe you stake. They went back and looked at guys like Browner, who they groomed, was playing in the CFL, played during the Legion of Boom. They looked at Cam Chancellor, obviously highly regarded, but Earl Thomas, it starts with the safety. They expect him to come in and be someone like Earl Thomas was, especially with a leader like Bobby Wagner, not necessarily on the way out, but in the latter years, you need someone to step in and play that next iteration of the leader in the secondary. And they didn't have that. McDougal was that for them for a portion of the year, but they needed someone like Earl Thomas back in the secondary, leading that secondary.
Yeah.
And to cover Kittle.
Everything I'm being that honest
there. He's going to cover Kittle all day.
Everything all I day. Read is that's what his value was. Two first-round draft picks and then a third or fourth. That's like what Jalen Ramsey got. That's what you get if you want a player of this caliber. So
yeah,
they did mortgage their future. I just wanted to get you going.
It's a splash. It's a splash. And the Seahawks made it. Hats off to the front office. Pete Carroll probably had something to say about it. But they always take guys who are kind of maligned. Maybe, chip on their shoulder. I mean, Jamal Adams isn't going to be happy about how the Jets treated him.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to have a phenomenal year this year.
Yeah.
Prove that he was worth that contract. But do it for us, not the Jets. So we'll take it.
Yeah. I mean,
I have him right behind
it's
Jimmy Ward.
Sixth round of your fantasy draft. Raheem Mostert's still on the board. Do you take him?
No. Jimmy Ward, Derwin James, Adams. Like maybe three on the West Coast.
Whoa.
Mostert is a top three pick. You better get him early.
Top three pick. Tevin Coleman, Breida, anyone could run behind that line. You or I could run behind that line. Mostert's just probably a cheap. They got him on the cheap.
They did.
All right. Do we want to talk NBA?
Yeah. NBA's back.
That's why I had my song on. Come on.
All right. Get it going. We can play it for at least 30 seconds before Instagram shuts us down.
Tobias Harris on the bus.
Blazers. Nurk. Skinny Melo. Have you seen how much weight Melo's lost? He's playing the three now.
He might have gave it to CJ McCollum. McCollum got this high off the ground and got rib checked.
I saw that.
He looked a little like he'd been, I don't know. He wasn't hitting the treadmill. He was hitting the double cheeseburgers, man.
His legs back.
I think every player is going to get – and it's honestly on the comment to, the NBA. You and I said it earlier. The younger the team, the better you are going into this whole bubble scenario. They're going to have more energy. I mean, you're going to see young kids come in, just have more energy, ready to go. They burn calories quicker. They're not CJ McCollum. Who knows? But – it's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be fun. LeBron James said, as the older you get, you train, but then when you stop and you have to start again, that's where it's harder. So, I mean, LeBron will be ready because he's a consummate pro, but the younger teams that are fighting for that seventh or eighth spot have to have the advantage.
I think the deeper the rotation too is going to help. I mean, this is going to be a short and compressed season. They're not going to have to travel. They're not going to have down days. You're going to see, games, come quick. For these guys, especially when they're sedentary, they're not moving around all that much. Yeah, the younger the team, you're going to see some guys come out of the woodwork that we haven't heard of. Maybe the eighth, ninth man. Certainly the Blazers all healthy now, which I'm excited for. Nurk's back.
Zach Collins is back at four. Skinny Melo at three.
Whiteside. And then, Dame's going to be there. We'll see. Who do you got? Lakers or Clips now? Have you changed?
Well,
have you remembered what you said was your favorite?
Initially, I said Clippers, and I've ridden the Clippers train all along. Lou Williams missed some time. Now he has quarantine. Patrick Beverley left. Montrezl Harrell left. Finals, Western Conference. I guess I got to stick with the Clippers. Clippers, yep. Lakers. I'll go Clippers.
Clippers.
Wow. Even though the Blazers could sneak up on one of those teams.
That wasn't the case at the bar it's about 6 months back when it was Lakes Clips playing each other, and you started rooting for the Lakers just because of two people next to you.
Yeah, that is true.
And I think you sat on your Clippers hat, actually.
Hey, I thought I'd get a free Drake out of it if I was a Lakers fan.
Can we talk Joker, little Nuggets?
Yeah. I mean, can we talk Bol Bol for the Nuggets?
I was getting there.
Okay, go ahead.
I was getting there. I mean, Bol Bol blocked a shot from standing literally in the paint. That was a three-pointer. And then went down, trailed the play, and hit a three-pointer. I mean, and then Joker's throwing these behind the back, no looks to him. He just doesn't even have to elevate to dunk. Thankfully, he has a little more hops than CJ McCollum, so he's able to throw that down. But, yeah, Bol Bol looks like everyone thought he would. The kid's 19, 20 years old.
Yeah,
I mean, he's still growing, you know. His dad was 7'6". Who knows how much taller he gets? He could still, but yeah, the Nuggets, the Blazers, you got your known entities in the West. You have Clips, Lakers. From there, you know, you got Blazers, Nuggets, Mavs may surprise.
Don't forget Michael Porter Jr. on the Nuggets, Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, Millsap.
Don't steal what I brought up, I think, a few episodes back, but that Nuggets were very young, and they're going to surprise people. They're one of the teams that are set up of the younger teams.
Yeah.
So if you look at average age, they are. Bol Bol brings that down quite a bit. Yeah, between the Nuggets, Blazers, there's going to be some West Coast love.
And there's no travel. There's no home court advantage. So does it really matter if you're a one seed versus a three seed or a four seed versus a five seed?
So I did hear today that they are going to allow the boos and the cheers from the apps. Now, the question is how you and I are both in tech. There's latency.
Yes.
And is the guy just guessing? Like, you know, oh, great play. Someone hits cheer, cheer, cheer. How long does it take that guy to see cheers? And how quickly does it put him out? Does he put him out like, you know, the next possession, a cheer for a layup? Who knows? But there's also going to be fans projected. So they're going to set up a big board where you're actually going to have fans projected and you're going to be able to see fans. So it looks like there's people at the game, but they're going to be in front of their laptops like you and I are now cheering on their fans, her team, which another interesting thing in its own right.
They did that in baseball this weekend. It just looked weird. They had fake fans in Dodger Stadium in the outfield when they were going for a ball. It looked weird.
For everything the NBA is doing right, the Major League Baseball is doing absolutely atrociously. This weekend's games, I mean, I sat there, it looked like a spring training game.
It looked like it was a rain delay and the fans didn't come back.
It wasn't engaging as it would be. I mean, there wasn't, normally you have the ancillary or auxiliary sounds or whatever you want to refer to them as. Is you kind of hear you can almost pick up the hot dog vendor, the guy in the back, Marlon Mike or whatever his name is, always sitting behind the team. Sometimes there's a good looking female that you see behind the plate, but you don't get that. And it kind of leaves you. I watched golf rather than watch the Mariners beat the Astros yesterday. And it was just, I honestly didn't watch because I thought they were going to blow the lead and lose the Strohs. Can we talk about that? Strohs had beat the M's 15 straight times. And well,
that's what you do when you have the other team's signs.
Well, exactly. That's what's odd to me. Why weren't the M's the whistleblowers in this whole thing? Like, you get beat 15 straight times. There's the odds of that happening is pretty odd. And no wonder. Yeah, they probably didn't change their sign for like 3 years. That's the problem with the M's.
Still that's the hard to do in baseball to lose 15 straight.
15 straight. 15 straight. You know who looks good?
Padres?
Pods do look good. I was going to say, your pods look really good. Brown is back. I like that. The old Fryer behind you. Mm-hmm. We should invite the Fryer on. We should get the Fryer and Stampy. See, do you still have Stampy's old number?
Stomper, but they can't say anything. They're mascots.
It's all right. Let's have them nod. No, your pods look good, but Kyle Lewis, looked really good. And I think he personally put Verlander on the DL. Verlander tried to slide a 96-mile-per-hour fastball past him, and Kyle Lewis being there hit it out of Minute Maid. So that's the only bright spot for the M's. A's won again today, 3-1. Good pitching performance. They're deep. Your Giants pulled one out against
Dodgers. Yeah, after scoring two runs in the first two games and having like seven hits, they somehow pieced together two wins in the last two games and they split the series 2-2. You got to believe the Dodgers are disappointed that they didn't get four. Wow.
Nelson this guy's got to get it. This guy's got to get a shout out too. Boomstick. Twins. Who knows how he scored? He drove in nearly as many RBIs in his first three games as the Mariners scored runs at his team. Three homers, 10 RBIs, lead the league in hits, too. Yeah. Boomstick still got it.
Still got
He's
it.
On that Frank Thomas Nugenics stuff.
He is.
He's going to become the next spokesperson for Nugenics.
He should
still
be.
Playing it. Boomstick.
Boomstick.
Another Mariner who leaves us and continues to crush and rake. So.
Do you know who's left and has gone in the toilet? Robbie Cano.
Ooh. Where is Robbie?
He's in New York, the Mets. He had a bad year last year. This year, I think he's hitting sixth. Ooh, fall from the top.
Diaz blew a save early, too. Unlucky Diaz, but that trade looks okay for the M's. I don't even know who they got, but as long as we don't have those contracts, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Talk your pods, Haas.
3-1. Tatis hitting leadoff, shortstop. They got a deep lineup. They got Tommy Pham, Machado, Hosmer, Will Myers, Jordan Profar from the A's this offseason. They got some young pitching, Chris Paddock.
I didn't realize Pham was that fast.
Yeah,
he's already got four stolen bases through three games.
Yeah, he was a top prospect in St. Louis, then got traded to Tampa. Tampa, they play their players until they can pay them, and then they couldn't afford to pay them, so they trade him to the Pods. Pods got a great deal.
They got a good team, too. Can we talk about the Marlins shutting down baseball?
They might be shutting down all our sports here.
Don't let Don Mattingly be anywhere near that NBA bubble. That's for sure. Jeez. Keep them south of Miami. Ship them to Costa Rica. As bad as that sounds, I mean, it's going to snowball from here because we've seen the Phillies now have to cancel games. Contact tracing is going to take place. Wear a mask. Do what Malik Smith does. Just wear a mask the entire game.
But are these players supposed to sit in their hotel on the road?
No idea.
Who's Agent Zero?
I don't know. Whoever got it on the Marlins.
Yeah, I know. Who's the Rudy Gobert of the Miami Marlins?
Not sure.
Probably some guy at Club Live. Listen to Tiesto. Way to go, buddy. You gave up. Couldn't give up one night of clubbing for your whole major league career. Thanks a lot.
Thanks Jeez. A lot.
All right, what else? You stirred the pot on Adams. We talked about NBA coming back. Major League Baseball is about to end again. The Marlins. Thank gosh the Mariners are going to extend their playoff drought. But what else we want to get into? Mozart, big signing for the Niners.
Huge signing. Restructure the deal. He gets to come to camp. No holdout. No trade request. They get running back number one back in the saddle for the revenge tour. That's what we're calling it.
Revenge tour. He went to the Super Bowl.
Who had the most rushing touchdowns greater than 10 yards last year? Derrick Henry at number one. Mozart at number two. Then McCaffrey. Then Aaron Jones. He's right up there. He's an elite back. He'll probably have like a 99 Madden rating next year.
This podcast sponsored you by Raheem Mozart. Jeez. He's hype man now. You got another job? Side gig?
Yeah, I'm his PR agent.
All right, let's summarize this. So we got games coming up. We got the final swing of scrimmages the next 3 days. NBA kicks off on Thursday. We're in the swing of things in the MLB, although the Marlins have derailed it for the entire East Coast. Who knows? Well, everyone might end up in Arizona in a bubble. See you in Tempe.
Jamal Adams trade. Fans, let us know. Is it a good trade or is it a bad trade?
I give us a B, solid B. Ooh. Gave up a lot. I'll give him that. But again, when you're drafting in 28, 29, and the Jets are going to be horrible, so we're going to get the third pick of the second round, who cares, right? It's not like we draft anyone out of the norm anyway. We draft first rounders with third round grades all the time. We're the Hawks. Like, just don't know how to draft in the first round.
Yeah.
Nurk, welcome back, buddy. Nurk for MVP.
What a skinny mellow for the three. WSC Podcast. You can find us everywhere you get your podcasts. Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, and more. Also online at WST_podcast, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also email us. Where can they email us, Big Ben?
WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. Inbox filling up with questions. Continue to email us, WSTpodcast@gmail.com. 88 Acres, the Seed Bar, continues to sponsor us. Thank you. Fueling your everyday life in a very healthy way. Again, allergy-free out there in Boston. Thank you from their coast to the best coast. We appreciate the sponsorship. WST Podcast, Big Ben and Kay Wynn, summarizing that first weekend in the MLB, foreshadowing some of the stuff coming up for the NBA, Blazers, Nuggets, Bowl. We'll see you next episode. We'll do a little Warriors preview for you. Big Ben and Kay Wynn, WST Podcast. Oh.